Welcome to Sugar You Podcast, a podcast hosted by Andrea Ayers. This podcast features episodes for Sugar CRM's administrators who implement our sugar solutions to inform and excite them about all the sensational ways to help them become champions for success. Thanks to all of you for listening to our Sugar You Podcast launch on July 20th, and welcome to those of you that are new to the podcast. In this fourth episode, we're going to talk about some best practices that can help you move external data into sugar. I've added the importing documentation in the show notes for more detailed overview of the sugar import functionality. The first best practice is think small. Consider importing only the data you need, only when you need it. If your goal is to test drive sugar, then you should consider the simplest route to display the bare minimum data you need to assess the next step. Maybe all you need this stage is 100 accounts and 200 contacts. Later, you can build more complexity, more data, more modules, etc. Even now, you may want to consider limited subsets of your broader range of data. Practicing a few times with ever larger data sets is a good way to ensure the success of your final production import process. When extracting data from Outlook, a legacy CRM system, or Microsoft Excel, export the data as a CSV file. For a straightforward import, the fastest path to getting your data into Sugar is using a CSV file. It's up to you to obtain the data from your existing system. For example, if you're using Excel, you can go to File, Save As, and specify the file type as CSV. Client-based tools like ACT or Goldmine have their own export capabilities. But if you're moving from Salesforce or some other CRM system, you need to contact them to arrange for the export of your data. In Sugar's terminology, accounts are company records. Contacts are people that belong to the account record. Opportunities are your sales opportunities or deals, and your prospects will be imported as leads. It's a good idea to name the files meaningful, like accounts.csv or leads.csv. You should provide header rows in your data file that contain the name of the associated field. This will make it easier when you get to the mapping process. Cleansing your data is also super important, and it's our second best practice. Have you heard of the adage garbage in and garbage out? If you don't follow this best practice, you'll have a hard time with your user adoption and successful implementation if your data is a mess in Sugar. Open your CSV file, and chances are there's a lot of good and clean data mixed with some ugly, cringe-worthy data. Now is the best time to clean it up. Don't wait until it's in Sugar. It's like putting in a dirty air filter on a brand new car. So what do you do with the crummy data? Well, first, start with removing any duplicate records from the CSV file. Next, remove any identifiers in your existing data. Sugar creates its own unique identifier on import, and we designate that as ID field. If the old ID field has value and is important to you, create a custom field in Sugar and name it something like old ID number or legacy ID. Sugar places special meaning to the word ID. If your import file contains columns like date entered and date modified, it's probably worth your while to create custom fields to store those original date values if they have meaning to you. Finally, save the cleaned up version of your file with a special name like accounts_clean.csv. This preserves the original exported data just in case you need to refer back to it. For more information on creating custom fields in Sugar, please check out the show notes for the link to the studio documentation. Before you can import new fields into Sugar, you need to prep Sugar to accept your data. This is the next best practice. If you can see fields in your CSV file that you don't have a field to map to directly in Sugar, then you're going to need to create a custom field to store your data. You'll need some place for that data to reside. In Studio, simply create a new field and add it to the record view layout anywhere. You can always go back later and change the layout. This is just to check that your mapping is done correctly after the import. Now that Sugar is ready, accept your pristine data, create a smaller version of your data file exclusively for test purposes. Say you have a file called accounts_clean.csv from the previous step. You can now open that file, remove all but the first five rows, and save it as accounts_test.csv. That gives you just enough rows to quickly test the process, make adjustments as needed. I mean, why wait for 1,000 rows to be imported while you're testing when you can gain assurance of the process by just doing 5? Okay, last best practice. When performing the import, it's important to always import accounts first. If you're going to import accounts first, then any contacts, cases, opportunity records that contain the same account name with the exact spelling, Sugar will automatically attach those records to the account record. A relationship between these records is automatically built. For example, after you complete your ABC Company account import, you import 3 contacts with ABC Company as the name of their account. Those contacts will automatically become the contact records associated to the ABC account. That account field in these different types of records knows to build these relationships for you. Once you've imported a CSV file, the system will notify you if the records were imported successfully. If they do not import, Sugar will tell you why. Sugar will also allow you to look at the possible duplicate records that might have previously been imported into the system. You will then have the option to delete these records or merge the data. After you have imported accounts, import contacts, and then any of the other records. If you want an alternative way to import lots of records into Sugar, we provide a REST API, which can be used by developers to import data directly into Sugar. So refer to the REST API link in the show notes for more information. So to recap, first, think small. Consider limited subsets of a broader range of data. Practicing a few times with ever larger data sets is a good way to ensure the success of your final production import process. Second, clean your data. You'll have a hard time with user adoption and successful implementation if your data is a mess in Sugar. Third, prep Sugar to accept your data. If you see fields in your CSV file that you don't have a place to directly map to into Sugar, you'll need to create a custom field in Studio. Fourth, create a smaller version of your data file exclusively for test purposes. For example, create a file with just 5 rows of data as leads_test.csv file. Fifth, when you're performing the import, it's important to always import accounts first. If you import the accounts first, then contacts, cases, opportunity records, or whatever other records you have, and they have the exact same account name, Sugar will automatically attach those records to the account record. And finally, if you need to import lots of files into Sugar, we provide the REST API, which can be used by developers to import data directly into Sugar. Thanks so much, and I hope you tune in to the next episode. Stay sugar sweet.